Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, whatever you are. Hello and welcome to the Waking Podcast with your speaker, Sheikh Al-Jan. You can call it a beautiful mind, you can call it being a little too kind, you can call it a place where the demons hide, you can call it the sanity that died. It's just a matter of perspective, whether it's schizophrenia, jinn, or being defective. It's maybe the absence of prayer or your chemicals that need a repair. It's just a matter of perspective. You may be called an infidel or a Nobel Prize winner, a disgrace that should be put in a cell, or the person with trapped cries. All these vivid hallucinations are your creative mind's revelations. Depression, isolation, or just your imagination is more than just yours or mine. Mental health is more than just a delicate line. It's more than being not fine. It's more than needing a hotline. It's more than the lines that need to align. It's a matter of perspective. Who's gonna tell you that it's not you? Who's gonna tell you that what you have is not a taboo? It's more like a flu, the experiences you went through, or just the genes you were glued into. It's a matter of perspective. It's my first episode and I'm so excited. This series will discuss the topic of Islamic spiritual intelligence. It's not a topic directly related to religion, but it is especially meaningful to me myself, and that's why I chose this as my senior project. You may ask what this podcast will be about. It will discuss the principles of spiritual intelligence connected to our religion and the myriad obstacles we face as Saudi teenagers. I believe that these days we don't seek affection or validation. Instead, we try to find a path to love ourselves. As a lost teenager, I never knew what I lacked or what part of happiness I was missing. I have always been told to pray and read the Quran and everything would be fine. Not that I didn't want to change, I just didn't know how. And a question that runs through my mind continuously and that motivated me into this topic was that why do people know? Or why is that the people are interested in knowing every little detail of every little religious obligation for every little case, but don't know how to connect it with what they feel, what they go through, who they are? Islamic spiritual intelligence is exactly this. It's looking into the bright side any religion offers. A lot of people are lost, a lot of people are depressed, and that happens. But a lot of people tell them, that people who read the Quran don't go through what you're going through. If you were to open your Quran and read, you'd be better. People who know their God won't face a difficulty. Although, you know, this may be true, but it all lies in how a person reads his book, how a person connects to his God. And that's what matters the most. We all know that 5 times 5 is 120. We all know that 5 times 5 is 25. But we should also know how this can help us, right where it can help. Society, friends, family, school, success are all important meanings. Intellectual intelligence, emotional intelligence are things that we care about and things that matter, yes. But what matters the most is how this affects myself, my sight, my mind. Notice that it's all about you. It's all about yourself because a spiritual connection only happens between you and what you look up to or who you look up to for guidance. The problem is that it is not common that we see schools, parents, and teachers encouraging this kind of intelligence and guiding teenagers towards mental health and mental well-being through faith and motivation. One of the side notes I have noticed while doing my research is that religion-based subjects are not taught from a Muslim perspective, but from a teacher's perspective, a teacher that wants to finish the curriculum and submit grades. I would say that spiritual intelligence, I would define it, or I'd rather limit it, or I'm interested in two of the definitions. It's the ability to dedicate everyday activities to what is considered as sacred, and the ability to participate in any virtuous activity. Each episode will discuss a certain theme or an aspect, and at the end of each episode, I'm going to have some room for the audience or the people who are listening to this podcast to share what they feel. I would like to highlight that one of the hadith that I would be referring to on my later episodes is innama al-a'mal bin-niyyat. This means that all these deeds you do are only important if you do it in the bottom from the bottom of your heart. So, like, acting sad can't help you in any way unless you yourself feel satisfied. I'm going to try to send a message to you guys on how you could answer these questions by yourself. For this episode, I asked some people to talk about their mental problems or how they feel about them. It was astonishing that I got very, very, very similar answers, and this shows a lot. One of the answers that I got, lack of motivation, family pressure, being a girl, not talking about it, tired and feeling empty, feeling unappreciated and unwanted, not having someone to talk to, tricking yourself into believing that you're actually mental ill, which is something that a lot of people go through. And lastly, body issues and insecurities. I would like to say that I personally read a post that I really thought was written by me. And this shows that you're not here alone, and trying to hide your feelings is one step into this dark hole. Thank you for watching. For the next episode, I'd like to request you to do a little research. What makes life meaningful and worth living? ممكن تجاوبون على هذا السؤال سواء بالعربي أو بالإنجليزي. You can answer it either in English or in Arabic with a voice note. And the question is open. تقدرون تقولون أمثلة أو مواقف حسيتوا فيها بمعنى. Or you can send it to me privately or in the comments below. Also, I may include your voice notes or your messages in my next episode anonymously. For the next episode, I'll be reading my Common App essay because it basically discusses my experience with spiritual intelligence. So I can't wait for you to comment and give me feedback. No, because I sent it already. And just comment on my essay. Thank you.